Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. In the last segment, we heard about Book Exploder, a new podcast from author Susan Orlean and Rishi Hirway, the creator of the other successful podcast and Netflix spinoff series, Song Exploder. Well, there's another new podcast series in the Exploder universe, which just launched last week, Canción Exploder. Executive produced by Hirway and hosted by Martina Castro, the new podcast brings the Song Exploder model to a Spanish-speaking audience and features a variety of Latin music artists like Bomba Estéreo, and the subjects of the first episode out now. Another upcoming episode will feature Mexican singer-songwriter Silvana Estrada, who so happens to be in our area tonight, at Summer Stage in Central Park. Estrada released her debut album, Marchita, in January. It's since been made it onto several Best of the Year so far lists. The Guardian called it a captivating arrival. Here's a track called Carta.
Propongo mirarnos lento y hacer de la piel hogar. Fugarnos a cielo abierto y rehacer nuestra idea del mar.
The bill for tonight's Summer Stage show with Silvana Estrada also features Brooklyn-based artist Gelato Negro, as well as a screening of the new music documentary Mija, with performances from two of its subjects. We'll actually have those subjects and the director of Mija on the show this Friday. So, in honor of all of it, we wanted to revisit our listening party with Silvana Estrada from January. The album's title, Marchita, translates in English to withered. She wrote it while processing the heartache of a breakup. During our interview, I asked her what she learned while going back and looking at these songs while putting the record together.
Well, I learned so much. I mean, the process of creating this music, it was like really lonely. Mm-hmm. I don't know, profound in a way. I mean, I learned a lot about self-love, for example. I learned a lot about letting things go and just to understand that sometimes things just get withered without mm-hmm. a reason, even if they were beautiful or gorgeous or a miracle, everything gets to an end. And, you know, as first love, I guess everybody knows how it is. It's like a catastrophe. I don't know how I don't know if that's a word even in English, but mm-hmm. it's like the end of the time, you know. And, you know, to do this, to create this song, for me it was like just understand what was going on and to actually kind of celebrate the mistakes and celebrate even the pain in order to heal. Mm-hmm.
The album's title track, Marchita, which you mentioned, is withered. It's withered in English. That's a literal translation. Does that translation, does it capture the spirit of the word? Or is there some other part of the word Marchita we should know before we listen to the song?
No, for me, that word is captures like the whole feeling, I guess, of the album. You know, for me, that wasn't a really powerful image to have this beautiful flower. I mean, I grew up in the countryside surrounded by flowers. And to me, like, a flower is like probably like the most beautiful gift that Mother Nature can give us. And also, like, love is like probably the most beautiful thing we've ever feel as humans. And both things get to wither. Both things, if you just take a flower for yourself, it'll wither in a couple of days. And we get to see how strange and silent and even beautiful is that process. And sometimes I feel like love is the same. We get to see how it ends. And even if we know that it'll end eventually or not, but I mean, we're hoping not, but sometimes it ends. There's some kind of beauty behind that. There's some kind of beauty in evolving, in transforming a feeling from another. And that image of the flower and that image of the love withering is so important to me, because it was like the first time while I was creating this album, I was like understanding how that process hides a lot of beauty and kind of light. And, you know, this album, you can hear it, and maybe it's dark sometimes. It's really like, it can be dark at some parts, but the whole point of the album is to find the light. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was really important to me.
Well, let's listen to the title track from Silvana Estrada. This is Marchita.
Te he perdido tantas veces que inevitable es el recuerdo y la angustia del reencuentro de tu piel contra mi piel. Me has costado tanto y tanto que ya mi alma se marchita y se deshacen lagrimitas que se olvidaron de rezar. Y si yo hubiera sabido que para ti era tan poco, hubiera sido más prudente al entregarte el corazón. Y si yo hubiera sabido.
That's the title track from Silvana Estrada's new album. It's called Marchita. Silvana, you know, both your parents make and repair stringed instruments for a living, and that one of the instruments you play, the cuatro, is made by your father, which is so lovely. How did your parents, being people who fix and repair and make instruments, affect how you think about music?
Well, I don't know. I guess I get to learn the concept of music as something that is like there every day. And it's like a way to actually find your place in this world. And it's like a tool to actually just have fun. that's something really important to be near of. This idea of music as something that you need only because it's beautiful and brings you joy. I think I learned that pretty young, and I guess that's why I have this kind of relationship with music where I allowed myself to just create and to try new things all the time and to be really honest, because I feel like that's what music is about, just to be honest in order to heal or to bring you beauty and happiness and joy. And, you know, to see my parents also like repairing instruments, and to see all those musicians coming home with all the excitement to try for the first time their violins or their double basses, it kind of connects me with this idea of how important is music to ourselves. I mean, it's something that we really need. So I guess it was really important to me to grow up surrounded by all those things. And, you know, even if my parents are luthiers, they also sing and play a lot of music there. Like every time that my mom does like un asado or like tacos or, you know, like a huge meal with our family, that at the end of it, we will sing something. It's like part of the tradition in my family.
There's a song on your album, Marchita, called Casa, which of course means house. But there are a lot of non-musical sounds in the background. We're going to play a clip of it. What are we hearing in the background?
Well, that song is probably my favorite track of all the album. And what you're hearing is, I don't know, like doors opening and closing and all the sounds from a kitchen. It was really important to me to create this sound of my house. Even if this song I recorded at this beautiful studio, El Desierto, in Mexico City, which is like a old wooden house in the middle of the forest, which is pretty, I like my house. So I just, we just put it like a lot of microphones all over the place, in the kitchen, in the living room, in all the rooms. And we started to do a living, you know. It was like a really amazing process. We just started to cooking and going out and going in and playing with the dogs and just trying out a fire in the chimney. And we recorded all of that. And then we designed like this imaginary house to put the song on it. So it was like a really fun thing to do.
Well, let's take a listen. This is Silvana Estrada's song Casa from her album Marchita.
Mi casa es un jardín enamorado que crece insoportable bajo el sol. Mi casa son tres risas que se abrazan, que dicen los que saben que es amor. Y entiendo que la vida me reproche mi insólita vejez del corazón. Mi casa es una estrella que se apaga, que triste se despide de mi voz, que triste se despide de mi voz.
Hear all that was going on in the background. By the way, listeners can check out some performances of Silvana Estrada over at our friends at newsounds.org. Silvana, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's an honor.
Let's go out and hear a little bit of the song Corriente from Marchita and Silvana Estrada.
Te fuiste cubriendo mi suerte con viejas palabras de sal. Que viva en la piel la corriente si es que deja un temporal. Cambiaste mareas y corrientes, dejaste tu nombre en el mar. Volteaste la cara sonriente y yo que no supe nadar. Cambiaste mareas y corrientes, dejaste tu nombre en el mar. Volteaste la cara sonriente y yo que no supe nadar.
That was an edited version of my interview with Silvana Estrada about her album Marchita. Estrada will be performing in our area tonight at a free concert at Summer Stage in Central Park.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.